Okay, just finished up. Got a lot going on today as far as just our preparation. They got some meetings now this afternoon, and then short period of time between the last meeting and getting ready and checked in and on the flight. So, good focus with a lot of things going on today. I thought it was a pretty sharp day. Continue to work on things, a big emphasis in third down, and had a couple extra sequences that we looked at just to put more strain on us, and it was good.
You yelled him gonna play on Sunday?
Well, he was limited today. We tried to see how he'd look. Very few plays, but he's making progress. So, again, that might be as we go on later in the week.
Are there any players that won't travel with you guys that are going to roll out, safe to roll out before the play?
Or? Yeah, did you talk to him? Yeah.
Marquise will not travel, along with Dante Fowler and Rashad Green.
There you go.
Last two are on
changes in the secondary, what kind of made you jump to those moves?
Well, I think, as we look at, we're always trying to find a way to put the best 11 on the field. And Devon House has been playing pretty well. He's been doing some things, PBUs and things like that. But Gratz has been showing up as well. So I think if you watched our practice, you'd see guys moving around quite a bit, trying different things. We did it this past, yesterday and today again with a certain player. And, so I think we're just trying to find the best combination. There are a lot of plays for them, and we're feeling like, you know what, maybe this is a possibility where we can play stronger from start to finish.
Was it more of a mental or a physical thing that House needs to kind of improve on?
Well, it's just playing from start to finish. And, I think when he was at Green Bay, I don't know exactly the number of plays, but now he's playing quite a few plays, every play. And last week we had him on a key receiver. So I think just that part of it, getting accustomed to that. And, like I said, he's made a lot of good plays. It's just, can we be stronger, fresher through the whole game? If we're talking about the finish, how do we, play our best at the end? It's important to be fresh. So there's some of that aspects as well.
That's a little bit of a risk when you're signing guys that aren't starters to be starters, right? Because you don't know how they're going to handle it. Like Parnell's one, too.
Right. Well, that's always a challenge. That falls on us as coaches. We're developmental coaches. We say we're going to take guys and help them get better through the process. So, we saw traits that we like, and we still do. I mean, he's making some plays. And I think we're just trying to find a way, how can we be stronger as a unit, like I said, from start to finish. But it is a challenge. And, most of these guys, that's what they want. They want their opportunity to start. And so he's getting.
Odrick had less snaps last week. Did it make a difference in his play or about the same? Or
well, I think that's going to be depending on Sendarik, how he's doing. Mm-hmm. So, again, it falls back to trying to keep guys fresher. Our whole objective is to play longer and harder. Longer and harder. Well, how do we do that? It's mindset. It's keeping guys fresh. It's rotations. Looking at all aspects.
With the leg, the left leg intuition, are you going to limit Marks this week? Like you did last week?
His contusion? Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that shows up. So I think you'll see him, everything goes, maybe a few more plays than he had last week.
Thank you, guys.
Sweet. Thanks. 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 Thanks.